的人是不会受苦的。
Only the wicked one, God, will chastise them.
神只有责罚刑罚那些行恶的人。
Because in his whole life experience, he only know those who do wickedly, those the people that God destroy.
以利法用他亲身的经历来提到说，神毁灭恶人。
Then he support his view by a vision that he saw at night.
他又谈到他在夜间所做的异梦。
And this vision and the voice came out saying, "No one is more righteous than God."
这个在他异象之中，他听到说人人必死的人不可能比神公义。
So we can see whatever Eliphaz say to Job is right.
以利法所讲的这些真理都是对的。
But the only right if he's diagnosed on Job's problem is right. He's only right if he diagnosed Job rightly.
可是呢，他对约伯下的这个诊断却不对。
So this means from the beginning he already thought that Job committed sin against God.
他一开始的结论就是约伯已经犯了罪。
So because he said Job has committed sin against God, so all the advices he gave him is concerning a person who have committed sin against God.
所以他讲的这些道理呢，是针对已经犯罪的人。
So because of this, that's why Eliphaz he is wrong.
所以他因为出发点错了，所以他的结论也错。
Even though he speak word of wisdom, but wisdom only belong to a person who have sinned against God.
虽然他讲的话都是智慧的言语，可是他的对象是错的。
So during this time, Eliphaz continue to give Job counsel.
这时候以利法又继续给约伯辅导。
Let's turn to Job chapter 5.
我们看约伯记第五章。
The book of Job chapter 5.
约伯记第五章。
Chapter 5 verse 8 to verse 16, Eliphaz recommended Job to seek for God.
第八节到十六节，这里以利法劝约伯要回头 转向神。
Not only that he should seek for God, but also he should tell him all the problem that he has.
不只是要寻求神，更要把他的痛苦交托给神。
That's why in verse 8 say, "Oh that I might have my request." Chapter 5, verse 8. Chapter 5, verse 8.
第五章第八节。
But as for me, I would seek God, and to God I would commit my cause. Verse 9.
第九节。
Who does great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number. Verse 10.
第十节。
He gives rain on the earth and sends waters on the fields. Verse 11.
十一节。
He sets on high those who are lowly, and those who mourn are lifted to safety. Verse 12.He frustrated the devices of the crafty so that their hands cannot carry out their plans. So we can see in these several verses, truly, that Eliphaz wants Job to bring his cause in front of God. Actually, what Eliphaz say about God, he is not wrong.
他对神,他讲到神的事是没有错的。
But the problem is he talked to a person who did not commit sin against God.
可是他却是对一个义人讲这些话。
For example, if a doctor truly go and diagnose a patient,
如果一个医生诊断一个病人
，and that doctor diagnosed the patient wrongly,
他误诊了
，and then he give all his great medicine to his patient,
因为误诊了，他又给他很多这个他不需要的药。
Of course, even the medicine can be the best medicine, but it cannot help his patient.
虽然这些药可能是最好的药，但是却不能帮助这个病人。
Because from the beginning, he have diagnosed his patient wrongly.
因为他一开始就是误诊了。
Actually, when we continue to read the book of Job and how his three friends counsel him, this is the biggest problem.
所以如果我们看整个约伯记，还有约伯三个朋友对他的辅导，他们出最大的问题就是在这里。
So that's why for us, when we want to comfort and counsel our brothers and sisters,
所以当我们想要辅导帮助弟兄姐妹的时候，
it's very important to get the diagnosis right.
我们很重要的就是要这个真正的做正确的判断。
This means truly to understand what is the problem of that brother or sister.
要真正能够了解我们弟兄姐妹的需要。
If we truly understand the problem, then we can give them the right intervention.
如果我们真的看得清楚这个问题出在哪里，我们就能够对症下药。
So during this time, Eliphaz continued to direct Job to go seek for God.
在这里，以利法他劝约伯要寻求神。
Because why? He said God is an almighty God.
他说神是全能的。
And from verse 17, chapter 5, verse 17 to 26, then he reminded Job that God's blessing is on those who accept his chastening.
从十七节开始，他提到说，神所管教的是有福的。
See if we read verse 17.
我们看十七节。
Chapter 5, verse 17.
第五章十七节。
Behold, happy is the man whom God corrects. Therefore, do not despise the chastening of the Almighty.
神所惩治的人是有福的，所以你不可轻看全能者的管教。
As you can see, Eliphaz truly spoke with wisdom.
以利法所讲的真的是智慧的话。
What he say is true. Say, behold, happy is the man whom God corrects. Therefore, do not despise the chastening of the Almighty.
神所惩治的人是有福的，所以不可轻看全能者的管教，这一点都没有错。
Actually, if a person do something wrong,
如果一个人真的是犯罪
，and God chastise him,
神来惩治他
，this means God acts just like our Father.
这个就好像一个父亲一样。
Because of his love, he will chastise us.
出于父亲的爱，他会管教他的儿女。
But the promise, if Job did not do anything wrong,
可是约伯却没有犯罪。
Really, God, Eliphaz cannot say God chastised you because you have sinned against God.
所以以利法并不可以说约伯犯了罪，所以得到神的惩治。
But what Eliphaz say is right, and it's a good counsel to those people who have sinned against God.
可是对这个犯罪的人来讲，以利法所讲的话都是对的。
Because on verse 18, he even says, "For he bruises, but he binds up; he wounds, but his hands make whole."
十八节他又说，因为他打破又缠裹，他击伤用手医治。
Actually, he's saying that even though God sometimes chastises us, but at the same time, he always uplifts us and loves us.
神虽然有时候管教，但是管教之后呢，还会缠裹扶持我们。
I see when he bruises a person, this means he wants us to learn something.
神使我们受伤，为的是要让我们得到教训。
But after he bruises us, and then he also binds us and heals us.
但是受伤之后呢，他又会医治缠裹。
Really, all his word is really words of wisdom.
这些的确是真言。
But nevertheless, it does not go according to Job's problem.
可是他并不了解约伯的需要在哪里。
So we know that the conclusion Eliphaz that if truly you have committed sin against God, go and ask God for forgiveness.
以利法的结论就是说，你犯了罪，所以你要求神赦免。
Because on verse 27, chapter 5, verse 27.
第五章二十七节。
Behold, this we have searched out; it is true. Hear it and know for yourself.
这里我们已经查考，本是如此。你需要听，要知道是与自己有益。
You can see again, Eliphaz knew what he had researched before to comfort Job.
以利法用他以前所考察的事情来辅导这个约伯。
Because he said all the things that he have said to Job, they already been searched out, and it is true.
他就是说，他这里所讲的话都是已经研究过的，而且都是真的。
But remember, it's only true for those who commit sin against God.
可是我们当记得，这些话是真的，是针对那些犯罪的人。
But for Job, he's an innocent man.
可是约伯却是义人。
Because if he's innocent, so Eliphaz's counsel become nothing.
因为约伯是义人，所以这些话对约伯来讲并没有什么作用。
Actually, and then we continue to read chapter 6.
我们来看第六章。
Actually, chapter 6, Job again tried to justify his words.
约伯来为自己辩护。
And verse 1 to verse 3 say the reason that he rushed with his words because of his grief.
约伯说他所讲的话是因为他心里太痛苦。
Chapter 6, verse 1 say, Then Job answered and said, verse 2,
Oh,
that my grief were fully weighed, and my calamity laid within on the scales, verse 3.
第三节,
For then it would be heavier than the sand of the sea, therefore my words have been rushed. So we can see in these three verses, Job continued to pretty much try to defend what he said earlier in chapter 2.
这三节是提到约伯为他第二、第三章所讲到的话来辩护。
Yeah, chapter 3, I'm sorry, not chapter 2.
对不起，第三章他所讲到的话。
He said the reason he rushed his word because his calamity is great.
他的言语急躁，因为他的心里痛苦。
Because say his calamity, it really, if you put on a scale, is heavier than the sand of the sea.
如果将他的烦恼放在天平里的话呢，会比海沙更重。
Actually, really, Job has great wisdom.
约伯所想的话也是有智慧的话。
He tried to think, why did he curse his birth? Why he cursed the day he conceived by his mother?
他冷静下来想一想，他刚开始为什么这个咒诅他生日？
Then the conclusion, because he is full of pain, because he full of sorrow.
他发觉原因是因为他心里太痛苦。
Actually, likewise, a lot of us, sometimes we say things that we don't mean it because we, you know, we have some kind of problem inside our heart.
有时候因为我们心里有不平，所以会讲话急躁。
Really, sometimes when I talk to my wife,
有时候我跟太太，我太太讲话的话,
and sometimes because I'm not at peace, I'm not full of joy, then I will say something that, you know, that I would regret later.
因为心里烦躁，所以有时候讲话之后呢，才懊悔。
That's why when we are upset, when something is wrong inside our heart, it's best not to talk too much.
所以当我们心里很烦躁的时候，最好不要讲太多话。
Because the minute the word comes out of our mouth, it's very difficult to take it back.
因为这个话一讲出去就收不回来。
Just like Job, because Job in chapter 3, he complained everything about what God have done to him or what's going on with him.
在约伯记第三章，这个约伯提到神怎么对他。
So because of his word, and then his three friends be able to rebuke him because of his words.
那就是因为约伯开口讲话，所以他的朋友就来跟他辩论。
So that's why for us truly, when sometime, you know, sometime we're in trouble, our heart is not in the right place, we should not speak too much.
所以当我们心里愁烦的时候，
Because when we speak, there's a time truly we will hurt another person.
因为讲错话了会伤对方,
especially between a couple.
尤其是夫妻之间,
because sometimes, of course, the wife and husband always love one another.
当然夫妻是彼此相爱的,
but if we have an argument, some, you know, something's going on, then we'll say something that we regret.
可是当他们有, 吵架的时候呢, 有时候讲话会伤了对方。
For example, one of the couple, you know, they ready to be married.
有一个弟兄姐妹，他们快要结婚。
It just happened one day they have a big argument.
结果有一天他们起了口角。
Because of this argument, then the fiance just end up saying, you know, that she wanted to cancel the wedding.
那吵得太厉害了，所以这个。 女方呢就说我要取消这个婚姻。
Actually, when the day that she said this, he could not take it back.
她一讲出这个话就已经收不回来了。
So this word really hurt her fiance much.
因为她讲的这个话伤了她的未婚夫。
Actually, until this day, the fiance, he still cannot get over it.
一直到今天，这个弟兄还是没有办法承受。
So don't let our grief and don't let our pain to make us rush to speak the things that we do not want to speak.
所以不要让我们的痛苦, 使我们言语急躁,
and look at verse 4, chapter 6, verse 4.
我们看第六章第四节,
For the arrows of the Almighty are within me, my spirit drinks in their poison, the tear of God are arrayed against me.
因为因全能者的箭射入我身, 其毒我, 我的灵喝尽了, 神的惊喝, 摆正攻击我。
Actually, during this time, he really feel that the poison from God's arrow is very painful to him.
对约伯来讲, 这个痛苦好像神射这个毒箭进他的身体。
Because really, during this time, it's already really several months already that Job gone through this kind of suffering.
已经好几个月约伯承受这么大的痛苦。
Actually, he has the right to complain about his suffering.
他其实有权利, 来这个埋怨。
That's why on the end, really, God did not charge him with wrong.
所以到最后呢，神并没有因为约伯这样抱怨来 惩治他。
But like we said before, the reason Job had to repent before God because he thought his righteousness is more than God's righteousness.
可是最后他之所以要悔改，是因为他认为他的义比神的义更高。
But actually, to talk and to complain about our suffering to God is nothing wrong with it.
但是其实当我们受苦的时候，将我们的苦楚倾倒在神面前是没有错的。
Because we have to talk to God just like our Father.
因为神就是我们的父亲。
So really, if we as a children, we have any kind of suffering, any kind of pain, of course, we're going to talk to our Father about it.
所以我们身为儿女的，当我们有任何的苦难，我们可以向神倾诉。
So it's nothing wrong with complaining to God.
这样并没有错。
Because we know that God is the one that will comfort us.
And
then in verse 5 to verse 7, he used an example.
第五节到第七节，约伯用了一个比喻。
And verse 5 says, Does the wild donkey bray it when it is grass? Or does the ox low over its fonder? Verse 6.
第六节,
Can flavorless food be eaten without salt, or is there any taste in the white of an egg? Verse 7.
第七节,
My soul refuses to touch them. They are so loathsome food to me. So we know during this time, Job used an example, the kind of suffering he's going through.
他用这些例子来讲到他的苦。
Because he said during the time, if a donkey, right, would a donkey deny, complain if he has food to eat?
如果野驴有草, 他会叫唤吗?
But for him, truly, he cannot eat anything.
约伯却什么都不能吃,
and everything that he eats become really seem like it's tasteless to him.
甚至他吃东西的时候,
he just used an example in verse 6. It's like a flavorless food. It cannot be eaten. I had to put salt on it.
就好像没有盐的东西吃不下口。
And then white of an egg also is tasteless.
还有这个蛋清蛋白没有味道。
So we know truly during this time that Job go through a lot of trial and tribulation.
约伯受的苦的确是很大。
He suffered to the point that he cannot eat any kind of food at all.
他的痛苦到了不能吃任何东西的地步。
Actually, sometimes we also experience what Job is going through.
有时候我们会体会到这个约伯的苦。
Sometimes we are sad, sometimes we are sorrowful, nothing tastes good to us.
有时候我们的心里愁烦, 所以什么吃东西都吃不下。
And then really, we don't want to eat anything.
我们什么都不想吃。
So we can see how Job, not only that he suffer the physical aspect of it, but also the emotional aspect of it.
所以约伯的苦不只是身体上的苦, 更是心灵的苦。
Because to this point, even the food cannot taste good to him.
连这个食物对他来讲都淡然无味。
Because not only that he physically suffer, but also his soul also suffers, try to find the right answer. Why is he suffering during this time?
他的肉体受苦, 他的心灵也受苦, 因为他不了解为什么他会遭受这样的苦难。
And then if we go to chapter 6, verse 8 to verse 13.
我们来看第六章第八节到十三节。
Actually, during this time, Job again, he longed for death.
这里约伯他情愿死去。
Because during this time, Job, he thinks he still has his integrity. So he wanted to die before he loses his integrity.
他以为他 还有他是正直的，所以他宁可死也不愿意放弃他的正直。
Because in verse 8 and verse 9, he hoped that God would crush him.
第八节到第九节讲到愿神把他压碎。
In verse 8, he said, Oh, that I might have my request, that God would grant me the thing that I long for. Verse 9.
第八、第九节,
that it would please God to crush me, that he would lose his hand and cut me off. So in these two verses, Job also continued to say to God, he wished he would die, and he wished that God would kill him.
约伯愿神来使他死去，来剪除他。
Actually, during this time, because his pain was so severe, that he rather die than be alive.
他太痛苦了，所以他宁可死。
Really, his suffering is really great.
约伯受的苦真的是很大。
So really, Job, he has the right to complain to God.
所以他这样向神抱怨是能够理解的。
Because of his great suffering.
因为他的苦太大了。
Even he wanted God to lose his hand and just kill him right there.
他甚至求神亲自伸手杀他。
Then in verse 10.
第十节,
he said, Then I would still have comfort, though in anguish I would exalt. He will not spare, for I have not concealed the words of the Holy One. Verse 10.
我因没有为弃那圣者的言语,
See, during this time, if he died in that time, he would know that he have not denied the word of God yet.
约伯知道他如果这时候死了,他却没有放弃神的话。
So in other words, he's saying, why he still holds his integrity, he wants God to kill him.
他说他为什么还要继续持守这个正直呢?宁可让神将他杀死。
And then verse 11 to 13.
11节到13节,
he said, what strength do I have that I should hope? And what is my end that I should prolong my life? Verse 12.
第十二节,
is my strength the strength of stones, or is my flesh bronze? Verse 13.
十三节,
is my help not within me, and is success driven from me? So during this time, really, Job becomes so hopeless in his life.
约伯对他的生命已经绝望了。
Because during that time, he's saying, I don't even have the hope to endure.
他说我连这个力气都没有。
Because the suffering that God had put upon him.
连这个盼望都没有，因为神给他的痛苦太大了。
So you can see from chapter 6, verse 1 to verse 13, Job continued to defend his word and also to complain why what he said is correct.
所以第一节到第十三节最主要就是讲到约伯他抱怨他的苦，还有他刚开始为什么讲他所讲的话。
And then from verse 14 to verse 30, this is the time that Job, he continued to reproach his friends.
从十四节到三十节，约伯就转过来责备他的朋友。
Because in verse 14 he said, to him who is afflicted, kindness should be shown by his friend, even though he forsake the fear of the Almighty.
十四节，那将要灰心离弃全能者，不敬畏神的人，他的朋友当以慈爱待他。
Actually, here really Job speak with great wisdom.
约伯讲的话是有智慧的。
He said, those who are afflicted, kindness should be shown by his friend.
这个他的朋友当以慈爱待他。
Even though that friend can forsake the fear of the Almighty One.
虽然这个人将要灰心离弃全能者。
I see what Job says is right.
约伯讲的是对的。
During that time, even though he have commits, even though if he commits sin against God, his three friends should comfort him.
约伯说，就算我犯了罪，但是你们还是应该来安慰我。
But during this time, Job did not commit sin against God.
何况约伯并没有犯罪。
And his three friends just continue to chastise him, to rebuke him.
他的朋友却一直的责备他。
But during that time, they should show the comfort to Job.
其实他们应该以慈爱来待他。
Because in the beginning, these three friends, their main goal is to come to see Job so they can comfort him.
原来这三个朋友来看约伯的用意也是为着要安慰他。
Actually, during this time, no longer they gonna comfort him, but rather rebuke him and chastise him because they thought he had committed sin against God.
可是后来呢，却不断地责备他，因为他们以为约伯犯了罪。
That's why for us, when we speak to brothers and sisters,
所以当我们跟弟兄姐妹沟通的时候，
and when we try to help those who are in need of our words,
当我们用言语来帮助那些需要的人，
really think that we should speak to them with a word of comfort.
我们应该用慈爱来跟他们说话。
Because when we give them a word of comfort, then we give them the hope,then have the strength to continue on.
当我们用言语来安慰他们，他就可以使他们有盼望，有力量。
But if we always tell them the negative things,
如果我们只是一直讲负面的话，
actually most of the time the negative thing cannot comfort a person's soul.
常常这些负面的话不能使他们的灵命得到造就。
So really, that's why when we talk to brother and sister, we should use our word carefully.
所以当我们用言语来帮助弟兄姐妹的时候，要特别的注意。
And when we speak to a brother and sister, our goal is to comfort them and try to make them joyful.
我们的目标是要安慰他们，使他们重新得到喜乐。
But I see a lot of time is very difficult for us.
其实这个是相当困难的。
Because by nature, the first thing we do, we want to judge one another.
因为人的本性就是一开始就要论断别人。
Because if we want to judge one another, sometimes we always, you know, tell things to them, you know, in the wrong manner.
可是呢，我们因为论断错误，所以讲话也错了。
So during this time, really, Job, he wished that his three friends would talk comfort to him rather than rebuking him.
约伯在这里情愿他的朋友以慈爱来待他，而不只是责备他。
And then from verse 15 to verse 20, he described his friend.Just like a deceitful brook.
在十五节到二十节，他讲到他的用比喻讲他的朋友好像这个会消失，这个会消失的，会干涸的河道。
You can see in verse 15, it says, "My brothers have dealt deceitfully like a brook, like the stream of the brooks that pass away." Verse 16.
15-16.
Which are dark because of ice, and into which the snow vanishes. Verse 17.
17.
When it is warm, they cease to flow. When it is hot, they vanish from their place. Verse 18.
18.
The path of their way turn aside; they go nowhere and perish. Verse 19.
19.
The caravans of Thamar look; the travelers of Sheba hope for them. Verse 20.
20.
Verse 20, they are disappointed because they were confident. They come there and are confused. Verse 21,
21.
For now you are nothing. You see terror and are afraid. So we know in these several verses, Job used this brook to show an example that the counseling of his friends become useless to him.
这里约伯讲说他朋友给他的辅导是没有用的。
Because a brook, if you go to a brook, you expect to have water.
当一个人去河边的时候，他希望得到水。
Especially in the time when it's all dry, when it's the time that people need the water the most.
尤其是炎热干旱的时候。
But when they come to the brook, there's nothing there.
可是他们来到这个河边，却发现没有水了。
So during that time, you can see that Job, he really yearning for the comfort from his friend.
约伯他渴慕从他朋友得到一些安慰。
Just like a person who is so thirsty to want something to drink.
就好像一个人很口渴，想要喝一点水。
Even though he can see the brook, but when he go closer, the brook has no water.
远远看到是一条河，可是走近却没有水。
Just like Job's three friends.
就好像约伯的朋友。
Even though these three friends come and try to comfort him, and try to moan with him, but on the end they cannot comfort him.
这三个朋友用意是要来帮助他，却没有给他带来安慰。
So we also should learn from these verses when we talk to our brother and sister and try to comfort them.
所以我们来安慰弟兄姐妹的时候，也应该注意到这些教训。
Really, a lot of time when we speak to one another, we have to speak words that truly comfort them.
我们应该用安慰的话，安慰的言语来帮助。
And try not to use our own ideas, our own ways to try to treat them or comfort them.
而不是用我们自己的意思来帮助他们。
Because sometimes, even though it seemed good to us, just like Job, you know, just like Eliphaz, he thought his word would comfort Job.
有时候我们自己以为我们讲的话是好的，就好像以利法一样。
But on the end, his word became nothing.
可是以利法的话对约伯一点帮助都没有。
On the end, his word just like the brook that has no water.
到最后，他的话变成好像没有水的溪。
We can see from during this time, you know, that Job, everything he said is right in front of God.
到这里，约伯所讲的话，在神面前都是对的。
Because during that time, Job, he know for sure that he did not commit sin against God.
约伯很清楚地明白，他并没有犯罪得罪神。
So because of this, he continued to have the strength to hold his integrity.
所以他还有一点稍微的力量来持守他的纯正。
Actually, sometimes some brothers and sisters also judge us wrongly.
有时候弟兄姐妹会给我们下错的论断。
But if our conscience is clear,
可是如果我们良心是 纯正的,
if our conscience is clear before God, then we have nothing to worry about.
如果我们在神面前存着清洁的良心, 我们就不需要惧怕。
Even though sometimes a brother and sister can judge us wrongly,
虽然有时候弟兄姐妹会 论断我们,
but if our relationship with God is still good, and then we know they have nothing to fear.
可是我们只要在神面前行义, 我们就不需要有任何的恐惧。
Really, as human beings, we really do not know one another.
我们人看别人都是看不清楚的。
That's why when we try to comfort people, try to encourage people, a lot of time we do not get it right.
所以有时候我们虽然出于好意要帮助别人，安慰别人，却讲错话。
But on the end, actually, the person we try to comfort is the person who gets hurt the most.
有时候我们想要帮助别人，反而伤害到别人。
But if we, the person who people try to comfort, do not take it too hard a lot of time.
那我们受别人安慰的时候，有时候也不要太觉得太难过。
This means if our brother and sister say something wrong about us, don't be so hurt by it.
意思就是说，如果我们弟兄姐妹对我们讲错什么话的话，我们也不需要太觉得太受伤害。
You can see for over 30 chapters, Job's three friends really say a lot of bad things about him.
在这个超过30章的记载当中，约伯的朋友讲了许多对约伯来讲不好的话。
But on the end, Job still loved them and prayed for them.
可是最重要的就是约伯到最后还能够以爱心来为他们代祷。
So because of Job's prayer, that's why God forgave his three friends for their sin.
而是因为约伯的代祷，神赦免了他的朋友。
So really, if we are right in front of God, we have nothing to fear, even though people talk bad about us everywhere.
所以如果我们在神面前是纯正直的心，我们不需要怕别人讲什么话。
You can see just like Moses.
就好像摩西一样。
During the time, Aaron and his sister Miriam, blame Job that he's self-righteous.
那时候他的兄姐亚伦跟米利暗责备摩西。
Because during the time they were saying to Moses, say, Moses, God also speak to us, not only to you.
他说，难道神只跟你说话，不跟我们说话吗？
Actually, during the time, Moses did not say anything.
摩西一句话都不说。
But who spoke for him? God spoke for Job.
谁来为摩西辩护呢？是神出面。
Actually, on the end, really, Miriam become with leprosy.
结果米利暗得了大麻风。
But even though Miriam become leprosy, but Moses, because of his love, he prayed for God to forgive for her sin.
虽然米利暗因为遭到神的惩治，可是呢，摩西还是 用爱心来帮他祷告。
So really why? Because Moses had this great love for his brothers and sisters.
因为摩西真的对弟兄姐妹有纯正的爱。
So that's why for people who have wronged us, who have judged us wrongly from the past, yet we pray for them and ask God to forgive them for their shortcoming.
所以如果别人论断我们是错的话，我们就应该为他们祷告，求神赦免他们。
But at the same time, we need to continue to be strong in our faith.
同时呢，我们也应该保持我们信心的坚强。
Do not let those negative opinion affect our faith toward God.
不要被别人所讲负面的话来影响到我们对神的信心。
That's why nowadays you can see many brothers and sisters who left the church because of our brothers and sisters.
很多弟兄姐妹离开教会就是因为别人所讲的话。
Because someone have talked bad about us, someone have said something wrong about us, someone have spread rumors about us.
譬如说别人讲闲话。或者是说了伤害人的话。
So because of this, we do not come to church anymore.
因为这样，很多人就不来教会了。
But actually, we should have stronger faith in God.
可是我们对神的信心应该比这个还更坚强。
If our brother and sister cause us to go away from God, this means our faith is not too strong.
如果我们绊倒是因为别人弟兄姐妹的关系，这只是表示我们的信心还不够好。
Really, we come here to worship God, and God is the only person that we keep our eye on.
因为我们来到教会真的是要敬拜神，神是我们独一要敬拜的。
But all of us as brothers and sisters, of course, we have weaknesses inside of us.
我们弟兄姐妹都有他们的软弱。
Really, even though sometimes I also can say something wrong about brothers and sisters also.
有时候我自己也是会说错话得罪别人。
But for me, I hope the time that I say something wrong, I hope that brother or sister forgive me for what I say.
可是我很希望说，当我真的讲错话的时候，我的弟兄姐妹能够赦免我。
Because if myself cause a brother and sister to stumble, then on the end days, God will judge me.
如果因为我做的事讲的话使人跌倒的话，我会神会审判我。
But if that brother and sister really have the heart of forgiveness, then I also believe that God also will forgive us.
可是呢，如果弟兄姐妹愿意饶恕我的话。我想神也会饶恕我。
So really for us, we need to continue to increase in our faith.
所以我们真的要追求信心的成长。
Do not let people pull us away from God.
不要因为人的因素使我们远离神。
Because sooner or later, someone gonna talk bad about us.
其实迟早都会有人讲我们的坏话。
Because it is human nature.
因为这就是人的本性。
All of us, we love to gossip sometimes.
我们人都喜欢讲闲话。
But do not let this gossip cost us our relationship with God.
但是不要因为这些闲话使我们离开神。
So during that time, really Job, he understand that his counselor, they're just like the deceitful brook.
那约伯他讲到他的朋友就好像诡诈的溪水。
And then in chapter 6, verse 22 and verse 23, he said to his friend,Chapter 6, verse 22 and 23. He said, Oh, deliver me from the enemy's hand. Oh, redeem me from the hand of oppressor. Start from verse 22.
22节
Did I ever say, bring something to me, or offer a bribe for me from your world? Verse 23.
23节
Or deliver me from the enemy's hand, or redeem me from the hand of oppressor.So in verse 22 and verse 23, actually Job said to his friend, I never ever ask you to counsel me or to comfort me.
这里约伯说，我从来没有要你们来辅导我。
Because during that time, he said, did I ever say, bring something to me?
我岂跟你们说要攻击我吗？
Did I ever say, offer a bribe for me from your wealth?
从你们的财物中送礼物给我吗？
Actually during that time, Job is right. Job, he never asked them for their comfort.
他讲的一点都没有错，他从来没有要他朋友来帮他。
But actually, when he complained about his situation to God, of course, his friend automatically also going to try to comfort him.
可是因为他朋友听到约伯对神的倾诉，他们也来帮助他。
Actually, a lot of time, if people do not want to be comforted, really, we don't need to comfort them.
有时候当人不需要我们的安慰，我们不用勉强去安慰他。
We cannot force our own will and try to comfort them.
我们不应该强迫用我们自己的意思来帮助别人。
Because even though in our heart we know they need to be comforted,
虽然我们心里知道他们需要帮助。
But maybe our timing is not right.
可是我们的时间不一定是对的。
Maybe our ideas, our opinion that we try to comfort them with is not the right time.
或许我们自己的想法并不是在那时候并不是很妥当。
So really, if we want to help a person,
如果真的要帮助一个人
，if we want to uplift a person's spirit,
如果要提起他的这个灵命
，the first thing they need to do is they themselves.Is the one that want to get help first.
第一个就是首先的，就是要让他自己觉得他需要帮助。
Actually, if the person do not want to get help, then really, our words become in vain.
如果他不觉得他需要帮助，我们讲的话也是没有效果。
But if that person truly asks us for our help,
可是当他们开口要我们帮助他们
，then we really need the wisdom of God to help them.
我们就需要凭着神的智慧来帮助他们。
But if people really do not ask for help, then really we will offer. But if they deny, then we just let it be.
我们或许可以设法帮助他们，但是当他们拒绝的时候，我们就不用勉强。
Because if they don't want to help, this means their heart is not ready to fix whatever problem they have yet.
因为或许他们的心里还不能还没有做好准备。来面对他们的问题。
So next week we continue to study about Job reply and how now the Bildad is the one going to try to comfort Job.
下次我们会继续查考约伯的回复，还有这个约伯这个第二个朋友比勒达所讲的话。
I see from now on it's very difficult and try to.Put everything together and bring it to a sermon. It's very difficult.
从这里开始呢，我们会发现要把这内容整理成一篇讲道是不容易的。
Because even sometimes I read in English, it's hard for me to understand what they're saying because the word that they use is very profound.
有时候甚至我们读这个英文的时候，会发现他讲的意思不是很清楚。
Actually, the word in the book of Job is really full of wisdom.
因为约伯所讲的话，约伯记所记载的话都是很有智慧的话。
So may God continue to guide us.
所以我们求神继续带领我们。
May He continue to strengthen us.
求神继续赐给我们力量。
That in front of Him we always righteous.
让我们在他面前能够永远保持。
No matter what people say to us.